This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Consumer drones, the one you can buy at a hobby store and fly with a remote control, are pretty impressive these days.
Oh, it's got built-in GPS maps?
Yeah.
Holy s***!
But super high-tech doesn't mean foolproof.
Wow.
Look at that wall.
Wow.
In case you couldn't tell, that was the sound of a very expensive drone flying into a brick wall. A Chinese company called DJI has just released a new cutting-edge consumer drone, the Phantom 4, that may just put a dent in these sorts of cringeworthy drone crashes so well documented on YouTube. Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist Jeffrey Fowler had a chance to try it out, and he's with us to give us a sense of what this and other consumer drones are now capable of. We reached him via Skype. Jeffrey, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Phantom 4. What can it do that previous models could not?
The Phantom 4 is the first drone that stops idiot pilots from being idiots. And it turns out that many of us, myself included, are idiots. I have destroyed a number of drones in my day as a tech reviewer, flying them into trees, the side of buildings, you name it. And the DJI Phantom 4 has the ability to, on its own, decide, wait a minute, there is a tree or a wall or some other kind of obstacle in front of me, and then just stop and hover midair, or stop for a moment and then move around the object on its own safely and then continue its trajectory.
That's amazing. How does it do it?
It's called computer vision, and it is one of these things that the tech world has talked about for a long time, but we're actually starting to get in things like drones and also now cars. So it's got a whole series of cameras built into the drones that in a certain field of view can see obstacles in three dimension because they've got multiple cameras. And when you have multiple cameras, just like our eyeballs, you can see in 3D. And it's constantly making a map of the world around it. And if it senses that there is something in front of it, it's just going to stop and not let you run into it.
Something I found amazing. It also, does it follow targets? Do I have that right?
Yeah, so this is another big kind of dream that many of us who love these flying cameras have always wanted. We want our own flying paparazzi, right? We want somebody to, as we, you know, ski or go for a run or a beautiful sunset selfie, something in the sky to just follow us around. Now, other technologies that have tried this required you to maybe carry a special device with you that was transmitting your location back to the drone in the sky. What the DJI Phantom 4 does is it uses those extra cameras to create a visual lock on you and just follow you around with all those eyeballs.
Well, I guess the you is provisional here. It could be you or someone else that it follows.
It could be, yes. It could be you. It could be someone else. It could be a car. It could be a bike. You name it. But it certainly, I would say, there are lots of questions that drones raise, and one of them is privacy. None of these yet would be very good stalking mechanisms. These things sound like a horde of angry bees swarming nearby. And also the cameras on them are pretty wide angle, so you really couldn't do much spying with it, though obviously one could imagine that could happen in the future.
Well, let's go back to the crashes, which are not just disappointing and expensive for the drone owner. They can also be dangerous. In December, there was a much passed around video of a drone nearly smashing into a professional skier during a race in Italy. You can hear the gasp of the commentators in this clip. Is DJI, this Chinese company, trying to get ahead of concerns about consumer drones being unsafe for the public?
Yeah, I think that is probably one of the top concerns about drones out there. They first came out and everyone was like, wow. And then they kind of went through now they're in the trough period of what we out here in Silicon Valley called the hype cycle, right? Where people starting to realize, gosh, but these things, they go places they're not supposed to go. They crash into things. They're kind of dangerous. So DJI, which is pretty much the biggest drone maker out there, really wants to be able to say, no, these things are actually going to be intelligent enough in the future to stop even idiots.
How much is DJI's Phantom 4?
It's going to be $1,400, which is, frankly, a lot more than other drones out there. I think they gave it a premium price because it's got this fancy new technology. But I suspect we'll start to see this come down over time.
Jeffrey, you have been able to review a handful of drones. Are there big differences in the ways that they handle?
Yeah, and there's also big differences in the way that they handle the safety question. Another one that's really common with consumers, and that I've that I've provisionally recommended to folks before, is made by a company called Parrot. Their drones, which cost about $500 or $600, are much more like toys. Those blades that they've got in them aren't nearly as fast, and they actually even ship with some guardrails around the blades so that if they you can even fly it indoors. The DJI Phantom, it's a serious flying machine. This thing can go up to 45 miles an hour and can go really high in the sky. And to show you how scary that can be, I actually did a little test with a hot dog where I stuck a hot dog into the blades of the Phantom 4, and you can bet the hot dog did not make it. But the Phantom 4 is doing just fine. So some other drone makers on the lower end are sort of basically saying, hey, we'll survive the hot dog test. Our blades are designed to automatically stop when they go. But the problem is at that price point, they really can't bring you the intelligence that would keep you from getting into an accident in the first place.
Well, we're calling them consumer drones, but who is the consumer for this technology, and what are they using the drones for?
Yeah, so I live in San Francisco, which is the capital of Tech La La Land. And out here in Tech La La Land, drones are a thing. You can go to a public park or a beach, and you'll see lots of hobbyist pilots out there. I think the problem that drones have had is that there's two groups that are interested, right? So there's the people that have always wanted to fly model airplanes, and those people are interested in flying. And then there's people more like me who are really just interested in photography. These things can produce amazing images. Your wedding pictures or your vacation in an amazing location looks totally different. And that is really what's bringing in people is the photography. But us photographers really don't have a lot of interest in flying. And so that's where the safety part comes in. Is there a way to make these things good even for people that really just want awesome pictures?
Well, we're in New Hampshire, which is not Tech La La Land, certainly, and drones are still a somewhat rare hobby. Do you see a day when a consumer drone like the Phantom 4 might be a household item?
Well, I'll give you this example. You know the company GoPro?
Yes.
They came out with what was essentially another version of something everybody already had, which was a camera on their smartphone. And yet they have proven that there is a market for standalone cameras that can go places that and do things that your smartphone wouldn't. And I think that's the drone market is going to tap the same thing. And no surprise, GoPro is actually working on their own drone. They say it's going to come out later this year. So I think part of the idea of this going a little bit more mainstream is just making these things easier to fly and maybe even getting rid of the word drone. We tend to, when we hear that, we tend to think, missile strikes in the Middle East or something quite terrifying. And in fact, what you see when, as GoPro talks about this product that hasn't come out yet, they're not even using the word drone. They're calling it a quadcopter or a flying camera. So I think there's a little bit of a marketing thing that's going to go on here as well as a technological one that just makes them much much simpler to fly.
Jeffrey Fowler, personal technology columnist at The Wall Street Journal. Thank you for speaking with us.
You bet.